Hi, Pam fans. Before we start the show, the last episode said that worms have gone to space, right? Well, this is going to be a more amazing. We're going to tell you about other stuff in outer space. No one needs a space station. Lots of other stuff out there. I'll tell you in a minute once I try to get my helper Anne up there. And figure.
Oh, hi there.
Okay, now let the show begin.
So we know the sun, but what's the next closest object floating in space?
Well, that's an easy question. You might not be able to see this, but it's actually there. Mercury. I'll tell you about it later, but actually, I won't tell you about it now. Just listen to the next part. They'll tell you. Mercury is the closest planet to the sun. It's pretty hot, and it's mostly red. And that doesn't look like it. Well, Mercury does not have any moons. Used to be Venus's moon, but anymore. The sun's gravity pours it to them.
Is it the hottest planet?
Not really, I'll tell you. So wait and listen up. Venus is actually the hottest planet. Also, the second planet from the sun. Okay, let me try to get this Pam machine up here. Ah, oh, man, it got even farther. Okay, wait, what does this on button do? Oh, yeah. You finally did. Okay, this is it. This is the hottest planet.
But why?
Because at some point the clouds it acts like a blanket and covers heat. So it actually is getting hotter as we're talking right here. You know most of the stuff about Earth, so I don't need to explain it, right?
Yep.
So, maybe I'll just skip it. Okay, this is sort of a really hot planet. It's sort of cold, too. So let me try to blast off to the Earth so I can get information. Oh, man, my Pam machine got stuck! Let me put it here to it. Really? It worked! Okay. Well, Mars is known as the red planet because of how red it is. It's because dust and just at some point became red. So, well, it's a fun fact. They actually have one thing to tell you about Earth, even though I skipped it. Did you know that even that planet has deers? Earth is actually not perfectly a sphere. And North and South Pole, at some point, those parts too are kind of go up and down. So at some point, it kind of makes it more of an up and down oval than a circle.
Our planet, which is not a planet. It is our dwarf planet. I cannot tell you now.
Okay. Whew. Okay. Got rid of that alarm. Woo, finally. Okay. Since I got rid of... just stop it, alarm! Okay, so there's a door planet here, but I can't tell you now, but later in this podcast. Pretty much I'm just going to skip in this podcast, but there is something that I'm going to tell you about. It's a nap planet. It's actually the asteroid belt. Okay, so the asteroid belt is actually a bunch of rocks. It's not a planet. It is separated. So people can tell it not so, but just people now. People from the asteroid belt, people can tell. From the inner planets, I just told about those. Now, I go both tell you about the outer planets. Stop! Stop! Oh, man. I gotta cover all the smoke coming out. The pan machine, because this one is too big. Oh, man. I gotta take up. Okay, I thought I can handle. Okay, those are all the goals I can cover. Oh, man. Exploded. I'll just tell you about it now. Okay. At least it blasted me to Jupiter. Okay. So, Jupiter is our next planet. It's the biggest planet in our solar system. It has rings. Even though it doesn't look like it, it has them. Just they're hard to see. And there's something which is called the Big Red Spot. The big red spot is Jupiter does not have a hard surface. It's just more on gas. Yippee, 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 stop, Cinderella, stop, yippee, yippee, yeah! Finally, did it. I know it's the next one. I mean, drum roll, please. Saturn! Okay, Saturn's rings are visible. Okay, there are these little pieces of rocks flying around, which is also a gas planet. It is the second largest planet in the solar system. So it's not as big as Jupiter, so it's still a gas giant, and it also doesn't have any rock. That's why they're called gas giants!
Yay!
Stop, super thing, Arella.
Got one part of him.
Yep, yep, yeah. Yep, yep, yeah. Beam up.
Got him. Got him. Beam up. So, Uranus is the next planet. He has rings, which are also visible. But instead of it going side to side, it's up and down. Isn't that funny? At some point, this guy is also gas, but he is really cold. He can't even see the sun. So, pretty much, instead, it's called an ice giant.
Okay, the last time my rocket got all banged up, so I made my own of the musical robot parts. It could last off in 3, 2, 1. Okay, let me land on this planet. Oh, it's cold. Okay, I think I'll have to put this on. Okay, that is also made out of instruments. The next one is Pluto. Well, Neptune is also an Einstein. It has the big blue spot, which is what I call. Don't actually know if it has a name or not, but pretty much I named it. The next one is Pluto, but it's a door plant, so I think we should end the show here. Okay, do you remember how the last episode was about worms? Well, that's a type of animal, an insect. But I wonder what is other animals out there. Look out for the next episode, which will blow your mind. Who is going to the zoo?